Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry. Our assignment from yesterday. The karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. For example, I have to be responsible. The implication is that I must be responsible to X, which precludes everything else. When I stop and consider being responsible, I get to explore what I truly want to be responsible for and to. I want to be responsible to life through taking responsibility for a human being. I can do the work I'm called to do and take care of my body. Assignment. What is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation? Record and listen to what you see. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Danielle from Chicago.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi. I'm so glad to be back for the second year. It's been awesome. So I am going to admit I unfortunately didn't do my assignment yesterday, but I do think I've been looking at something that would apply to this assignment. So I've been watching the news a lot lately and have been seeing a lot of, which isn't surprising, unskillful actions being done all over the world and horrific things. But one thing that ego has been saying to me is if you're in unconditional love and acceptance of all of these things, that means that you're okay with these things happening. And what I have been able to...
Of course it does.
what I've been able to see is that that's not true. What causes everybody to do anything unskillful is that we're, at least for me in my experience, is I'm so used to doing what ego tells me to do instead of stepping back and trusting that if I can trust unconditional love, that I will do helpful things for me and people around me. So that's what I've been able to see.
Yes. Yes, that's perfect. Yes, that's absolutely perfect. So ego would find a way, if it could, for people who aren't paying close attention, to turn unconditional love into a negative.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in unconditional love, you're just going to be selfish, right? You're just not going to care about anybody else, which is absolutely not true. In fact, as you say, it's not being in unconditional love that causes us to do unskillful, harmful, even hateful things. And so being in unconditional love, yes, now you're available for whatever the intelligence animating us calls you to do in response to the world.
Yeah. And I think that that's so cool because I've been, you know, I started with you guys a year, maybe 6 months ago, and for so long, that's kind of what ego had been telling me was like what I just said, and now I'm able to see that I can accept everything, even, you know, for me right now, one of the things that I'm working on is eating more healthy, and I'm able to, I'm able to see that thought come in that I might want a sweet and accept that thought and then also look to life and know that maybe not right now, you know, I'll replace that with something that's going to be really good for me and make me, and actually will make me feel good.
And that's a, Danielle, that's a perfect one because the voices would say, okay, you want to eat a healthy diet. So we know food is poisoned. We know that what most people are eating is poison. But you can make a choice to eat healthy organic food. Okay, well then that makes you a hateful person because you don't care about all the people who can't afford to do that or aren't in a position to do that. And that's absolutely not true. So by making that choice, you are becoming a consumer for the people who are attempting to undo the damage that's been done to the earth that has resulted in people eating poison food. So actually, every choice that you're making along those lines is helpful, which is why ego is so negative about it.
Yeah, it's such a, the more I see, it's such a, I want to call it kind of a genius in a sense that it just catches me in so many different ways that I had
yes.
never seen before. And I hate calling
That's
it
right.
a genius, but it kind of, it somewhat is in the sense that it just traps me. But,
well,
and.
But, and, another point about that, not to give it credit, okay?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we have been brainwashed.
Yeah.
That's what has happened to us. We've been brainwashed. So the fact that we believe what we've been brainwashed to believe is actually no credit to anything other than brainwashing.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And we see that, again, we see that all over the world with everybody. I mean, people are conditioned since before they can remember to have a certain orientation, and then they never question whether anything else is possible. That's how that system works.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's
all
why,
right.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for everything. Thank you. That's okay. I'm good.
Thank you. And thank you. Thanks, Danielle. Gosho,
go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Danielle. It is fiendish because the training really is to focus on what's not. So the thought that I had at the end of the show when we read the assignment, right, Cherry, that something arises in life, it has to arise before it gets negated. So what
yes.
is, what is not, is always based on what is, but our training is to pick up what is not. So it takes a moment
yes.
to reprogram that lens to what is behind the what is not. So I'm in
yes.
unconditional love, but my focus is on everything that's not unconditionally loving.
Yeah. Because that's
but
your
that
training.
doesn't negate the fact that unconditional love is.
Yes. And what when you lay it out like that, it's so helpful to realize that the no that I'm experiencing points me to the yes that is real.
Exactly, which is the power of the assignment.
Yeah.
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 So have some, eat something that's not good for you. Eat some sugar. Points to there was an impulse to feed the body, which got turned into a negative of how to harm the body. To
yes.
say no to what's good for the body. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Nancy from Bellingham, Washington.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad I got on. What I'm looking at right now is, I've been talking about on another retreat, I've had my 5 grandkids up here. We were able to do a handoff from their dad, and they were here for 5 days. And this past week, you know, all my commitments are still there, but a lot of them slipped for eating healthy. And I mean, the schedule just went crazy. And one of the things, of course, was my business. And the business just kind of got, I mean, there was no time. Anyway, what I am so excited about, and I feel I'm so full of gratitude, is that I enjoyed this week so much with my grandkids without that nagging voice that says, you're going to be way behind, you're going to be a failure, you're going to, you always do this, you're not going to, you know, you're going to let your gym, you know, you're not able to get to the gym. So
health
now
is
going to
go, your business is going to go.
Everything
that's important to you is going to go to hell in a handbasket, and you'll be a failure.
And I have been doing, you know, this conscious, really focusing on my behavior, because what I've since before, right after the New Year's retreat, that was kind of my focus, was watching how I unconsciously do things and then wake up in the middle of it and going, what am I doing? And then doing it anyway. So, you know,
ooh,
it's like I'm really, really, you know, zeroing in on wanting to have just watching my behavior and seeing how I go unconscious. So, what I
how
saw
you're put
was
to sleep.
That, yeah, I was able to do some things that were not on my list that, you know, would totally go against what I've been doing since January, which I've had lots of successes. And there were, you know, the voices just, you know, they, it was kind of non-existent, and that was how I enjoy my grandkids so much. So, you know, doing this work has really, really helped. And then this morning when I got up, I just was, I was still full of gratitude and joy because I know I've got my list. I've got, you know, my, in my calendar, it's all here and I'm back on, you know.
Yeah.
So
now it's time for this.
So it's so different than the other karmic way that I would behave, you know, that it's like night and day.
Yes, because with the ego program, we're meant to feel bad all the time, right?
Right.
So just to make it really simple with these two sides. So when you're engaged in your work, you're going to the gym, you're doing your business, you're meeting all those obligations, you're keeping your commitments, but you're not seeing your grandkids. I mean, they're growing up, and
I know.
And you never okay. And then you're with your grandkids. Yeah, but you're not going to the gym. You're not taking care of yourself. You're not taking care of your business. You're not. So whatever we're doing, it wants to go to the opposite, so that we'll feel like we're doing the wrong thing and feel bad. That's its whole deal, right? And what you got to with this is, okay, now it's time to focus on this, and this is what I'm focusing on. And when it's time to focus on something else, I'll focus on that, and it'll be clear. The grandkids will go home, okay?
Right.
And then when that happens, it's time for you to do these other things in your life. And it's all so easy.
Gosh, and here's the thing. I know that they had a wonderful time, and a lot of it had to do with my stress-free behavior. You know, it was like,
yeah,
you want to go? Let's do it. You know, let's go. And it was so stressless for me. I mean, I could get all wound up because I didn't do such and such that day.
Right.
You know, and so different.
Right. Whoa. What that system wants us to do, bottom line, is never be present to what is.
Yes.
Right? Always be in a conversation in the head about something that's not happening. That's its whole deal. Right? And you're working on that, and you're seeing that, and you're not letting that happen. Right? You're actually coming to the moment you're in and choosing to be in that moment and do what there is to do in that moment. Be with that relaxation, happiness. And what a gift to a bunch of kids to see an adult who's not crazy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, there are a couple of times that I might have appeared crazy. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. And, I, you know, it's like going from the New Year's retreat to the best year yet, to the email retreat, to this. I mean, it's all so perfectly aligned with what I've been trying, you know,
what you're working on.
What my purpose is right now.
Yes,
and
yes.
So,
and plus, you've got that other retreat that you're doing that's with you every day, right, which almost everybody on the planet is terrified to do because it requires us to be there every day and make the kinds of changes that you're talking about. So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Very,
and I think that's
very good.
Where I'm able to drop that story, you know, just drop the story of me.
Right.
So
right. Because it's every day. Right, Nancy? Right. Because it's every day. Yes. Conditioning every can day. Do it if it's a once in a while thing. But when it's an every day, that's why I talk about that retreat as being the next best thing to coming and moving into the monastery. Right? Because it's in your face all the time. And what's in your face? What ego is doing to you is in your face. And so every moment you have a chance to choose something different, which results in the kind of transformation that you're now enjoying and that your family is enjoying. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh,
thank you, Nancy.
Thank
you are such a success, aren't you? Put up a big sign.
I am
being successful.
In so many different ways.
And so many ways.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you,
Ashwini. Go happy.
Bye.
Thanks, Nancy. It's why the conversation is about failure, right, Sherry?
Yes, because she's being successful. When we're successful, the conversation is going to be about failure. Good point.
Yes. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Good morning. It's Jane in Colorado.
Well, hello, Jane in Colorado. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just so happy to be here. And that last call
was so...
I'm so
happy to hear your voice.
Wonderful. Well, yes, I am in the middle of quite a workshop, the call yesterday about letting go of control. I'm right there. So
being successful.
I'm being successful, Sherry. I just, my practice is just amazing. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a serious cancer diagnosis. So I am, doing self-nurturing basically 24/7. So this first month is amazing. What I picked was being able to receive all the love that I've been given and all the support, and I'm interpreting karma as conditioning with this class, and my conditioning says you don't know how to receive love, you're not really that good at giving it, but right now you really need to receive it. It's life and death, and you don't know how to do it. And so just stopping that voice that, then the next layer from a couple days ago. Assignment was, you're not enough, you don't deserve this much love. I mean, just crazy voices. So I'm just putting them aside as best I can and saying, nope, I don't know what taking in love exactly feels like, but I'm just going to trust life that I'm doing it.
Yes, right. And what I just saw when you said that is, and if there's more that's possible, I'm open to that.
Thank you.
I'm receiving all of the love that's here to receive. And, by the way, giving it, because when we give it, when we receive it, we are giving it, right? Because you're in love, right? Yeah. So I'm here receiving all of the love that's possible to receive. And if it's possible to receive more, okay, yes, I'll say yes to that.
And all I have to do is, the key is willingness, right?
That's right.
I'm really wanting to remember that.
All you need to do is to put your attention on what you choose. And you're choosing love. That's it. That's the sum total. So what is it in this moment to love? And there's always
you and my practice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always something, isn't there? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and conditioning says you need to feel it. You need to, like have some kind of body experience. Or I mean, it just makes up such crapola, I think is what you call it.
Yeah. Yes, that is the correct term. Yeah, just garbage. Yeah. So you're experiencing love. Yeah, but you're not having the right physical experience. Oh, shut up. I'm busy loving.
Yes. I'm busy loving. Yeah. Shut up. I'm busy loving. Oh, that's so profound. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
I will listen to this many times. So, yes, thank you. Thank you for doing another year long. It is so important.
Such a pleasure.
So, thank you. Deep bow. Thank you. Okay.
And to you. Bye-bye. Go happy.
I am. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jane. No, what I was saying about that, Cherry, is it just has to say, no, you're not receiving it, to negate an experience of receiving.
Yes. It's crazy when it's laid out so clearly like that, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't have to say it. It's just a no. And then we just mm-hmm. believe it because we're so conditioned to believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now what we're learning to say is, actually, that's not true. I'm loving over here. I'll talk to you another time, but I'm loving.
Yeah. I can't mute Jane, so just FYI, Jane, you're still live on the air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good to know.
Good to hear you laughing back there in the background.
All right. We have time for one more caller, Sherry, so here we go.
All right.
This caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Carolyn. I'm calling from Virginia.
Well, hello, Carol from Virginia. How are you doing?
Hi. Well, I have been really, really bamboozled these last couple weeks into not even doing the daily assignment or focusing on the assignment. I had a bunch of house guests come, and that sort of threw off my schedule. And then conditioning talked me into not getting back to it. So today I woke up early and I said, I'm catching up. I got so far behind. I'm catching up until I'm up till today. So I did nine lessons, daily focuses this morning. And I'm calling because I just feel like I need to reach out, make contact, and get support for what I'm trying to do for myself in self-care, which is get back with the program, get back with the daily focus. I also let myself get thrown off my schedule of sitting, of exercise self-care,
you know, Carol,
self-care, and
you know, Carol, if you don't straighten up, you're gonna have to come on retreat with us in North Carolina. So you can threaten those voices with that, and they'll get really quiet until after that retreat is over.
Oh, that does sound like a good idea. It truly does.
Yeah, and so you are living proof that this behind, you might as well quit, is just nonsense, right? So you didn't keep any of your commitment, and these people weren't even grandkids, right? I mean, they were adults, and
right,
still, the schedule
right.
was thrown off like that, yeah. And so so now that's its whole deal, right? So you didn't keep your commitments, you're behind, you might as well just quit. And what you said is, well, actually, no, I haven't been doing it. I've gotten behind, and so now it's time to catch up, which is what you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's always available to us.
I'm wanting to do. Well, that's what I realized. That's what I told myself.
Yep.
Yes, yesterday you got talked out of it, but today you don't have to.
That's right. That's right.
And
because
so
the whole world begins in every moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and it just kind of, now it doesn't matter that I got talked out of it for a bunch of days.
Nope.
Today. I did the focus. I'm focusing on it. I called into the show to report in and to make contact. And so I'm doing everything I can to try to buttress or support or fortify my determination
here's the thing that I would ask you to get out of this whole thing. The moment it occurred to you that this is something you want to do, you're here. So
uh-huh.
maybe you're a meditator and you don't meditate for a month. The moment it drops in, I want to meditate. That's the only thing going on. The voices want to come in with, yeah, but you didn't meditate for a month and blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And we fall for that. But if we don't, then the only thing that matters because the only thing that actually exists is this moment in which I'm meditating.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yep. So we cannot fail, and we cannot lose. We just can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
Good.
All right.
And you can still come on retreat with us, even if you are with us every day. Just something to consider. All right. Thank you.
Just something to consider. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Gosh, so. Bye-bye.
Gosh. Thanks, Gail.
I like threatening those voices.
Yep.
You don't behave yourself, voices. I'm moving to the monastery. Oh, the silence. Even if it only lasts for a few moments until they start, you're not really going to do that. So quiet.
Mm. I want to tell Carolyn that I can't mute her either. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
If she would star 6, that would be helpful. All right, Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show. And the thing I was noticing about that last conversation in terms of the negation is simply how much the voices say the past exists when it doesn't in the moment.
Yes.
That's the negation,
right, exactly.
Right? Not now.
Right. And the past is predicting the future, which also mm-hmm. doesn't exist. Both of mm-hmm. those attempting to negate now.
Yes, exactly so. Mm-hmm. So our assignment for today is a long one, so your patience while I read it. What we realize is that the suffering in any content area is caused by the karma, not the content. What a big sentence. Mm-hmm. However, we're conditioned to frame it around the content. Choose a behavior that addresses the karmic bamboozle, not the content issue. Make sure you choose something that is within the focus of the month and can be practiced for a week. For example, I suffer because I must be responsible, and the definition of responsible precludes everything other than work. But how the issue is framed for me is I don't have time to exercise. My realization is that I don't have to choose between the two. The behavior change I would practice is to be responsible by doing the work that is mine to do and taking care of myself by exercising. Another example, if I suffer over feeling deprived that I cannot have all the carbohydrates I want, I don't want to make a commitment not to eat sugar. My behavior change is to take on deprivation as the issue and make sure that I bring into my day every day something that makes me feel satisfied, given to, and grateful. So the assignment is to make a commitment poster that states your behavior change, and then make a recording that, one, refutes the self-hating messages, and two, replaces the conditioned conversation with what you choose instead.
Wow. That's a good one, isn't it?
Mm, very good. Very, very mm-hmm. good.
All right. Is today Friday? Today is Friday.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we
so we'll see everyone on Monday.
Lots of time to practice with that. All right, good. Thank you, Ishwini, and thank you, everybody. Go
Thanks,
happy.
Thanks, Sherry.